randomness of Apple, I finally made the list. A small group of developers were invited, and everyone else is pissed. I'm learning iOS, Xcode, Cocoa, and Swift, and with a little effort, I'll put jingles on your wrist. I spent this week in San Francisco. Warriors fans are hating me.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for June 10th, 2015. Today's show is going to be a little bit abbreviated because I'm in San Francisco for the week at the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference. Actually here for work, not working on TK Jingles watch apps. But, you know, with the knowledge that I gain here, that may be coming down the road. The idea of hearing Edith McManus coming out of an Apple Watch sounds pretty compelling. Also, I'm here at the worst possible time as a Cleveland Cavaliers fan with the NBA Finals going on. Everywhere I go, I'm surrounded by blue and gold and watching these games in the company of 95% Golden State fans, which I had not realized was such a big thing, not being from here. I kind of thought that the Giants and Niners were about it, and maybe it was kind of like D.C. where there was a small contingent of basketball fans, but, you know, doesn't really mean much to the city, but seems like it's a pretty big deal out here, so it's been interesting to say the least. All right, a couple of quick other updates before we get into the new songs. Nigel's Rubbish Bin season 2 is coming very soon, basically as soon as I have time, so probably after the live event I'll put together a few episodes and start releasing those throughout the summer. I have 61 songs that I've tagged so far for the Rubbish Bin. If there's any other material that I've missed, if there's a demo you have or something else you feel like sharing to add to that, please let me know. If you have any custom songs that you think would be good on Nigel's Rubbish Bin, you can send those to me as well, podcast@tkjingles.com. But so far, 61 tracks. They're songs I've never heard of, so there's probably a few in there that I've missed that are on the website that just slipped through the cracks, but there's a ton that are definitely not, and equaling degrees of awesomeness and horrifyingness. So I'll do my best to try to mix those up so that these episodes are interesting and funny. And then as for the live event, at this point, I think that Nigel and Gary are coming, and Tony, as predicted on this show a week or two ago, is definitely not coming. But what's interesting is supposedly his last show was going to be June 26th, which is the day before the event, which is kind of why I timed it that way. I thought it would be a nice end of the season run. But he has decided to take off a few days that week and extend the show up until July 1st or 2nd so that they have a chance to do a post-mortem on the event. So that's really nice. And we'll get a little bit of love, hopefully, from Nigel on during Old Guy Radio on that following Monday, something like that, if all goes well. Or we'll get, you know, creamed by Gary for a terrible performance, but either way, should be fun that week. So what I'm going to do today, since I have very limited time here, I'm just kind of doing this between various things that I'm doing out here for work for the week. So I'm going to play some new songs, and then I'm going to play one track from the Nigel's Rubbish Bin grouping, just to give you a sense of what some of that is. And then I put together a couple of demos. One is for the live event, and the other one is just something stupid that's been stuck in my head all week, so I figured I just would share it on this podcast. and then we'll send you on your way. And then next week, hopefully I'll be back with a more complete show, and I have a little bit more time on my hands to do some of this stuff. So without further ado, we're going to play, I think I've got 8 new songs here up front. There's a parody of The Fresh Prince we're going to start with that Jason Fuse performed using somebody else's lyrics from the ideas page. Just a brilliant idea. And then we have 2 on this ridiculous news story that Nigel told on Tuesday, I think, Monday or Tuesday this week, about a psychic that built some guy out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so we actually have 2 songs, one from Rob to The Devil Went Down to Georgia, which is just awesome, and then a great parody of Golden Slumbers by Jeffrey Tanner, who I think is making his debut. Then we have John Fitzpatrick with a great, I think, a Tom Petty tune, Learning to Write. And then KJ87 will play a snippet of I Want a New Show. Brad Weiss will follow with Birdhouse in Your Soul, which is a great take and an old theme about Tony and the lack of effort he puts into his show. And then Hampton Nager with The Greatest Scam of All. And finally, a collaboration by Byron and Jason to the great Neil Diamond, Kentucky Woman.
Now this is a story all about how I got stranded at a party outside of town. I'd like to take a minute, and with Tony's help, I'll tell you how I became the enemy of the jerk, Michael Phelps. Outside of Baltimore, out in the sticks, at a party, the year was 2006. Hanging out, drinking, feeling all cool. Met a guy who was pretty good in the pool. But the night got late, and that was really no good. The shuttles stopped running like I thought they would. They were done for the night, and that's when I got scared that me and my friends would be stranded out there. I went back outside, and to my great surprise, there's Michael Phelps' limo. He had us a ride. But when I tried to climb in, he lowered the boom. He shut me right out. Yo, man, no more room. We were stuck at the House of Jewel 3 hours later. Finally got a ride from someone who had catered. But screw Michael Phelps, I really hate that guy. I can't wait till he gets his next DWI.
Priscilla Del Morrow hung up a shingle. She was looking for an easy mark. Some imbecile with a lot of cash who couldn't see a clear canard. In walked the perfect specimen. He worked for a marketing firm with several hundred thousand in the bank and a heart that desperately yearned. She said, you know what your problem is. There's a poltergeist following you. And what I'd recommend is a simple cleanse of hemp milk and kale juice. But on second thought, this evil's hot. And if I'm gonna lend a hand, I need a big fat sparkling rock on my finger. That's something a demon can't stand. The man said, I might have bad judgment, but what you're saying makes total sense. So I'll write that check. Surely I won't regret all the counter evidence. Marketing guy, you're in good hands with Priscilla at the helm. Cause spirits get confused by precious metals in the other realm. And Michelle is worth most any price this demon she'll cajole. As it ambles over an 80-mile bridge of gold. Well, Priscilla claimed, I'm sad to say, our structure came up short. But another 10 miles and a bit of guile and maybe he'll comport. But we also have a couple other options that could turn the tide. A faux funeral or a time machine proxy could save your future bride. This is the part of the story where the banking authorities follow up with Mr. Marketing Guy asking him why he's made several cash withdrawals of over $10,000. After telling them he needed to perform a fake funeral, needed to purchase a time machine and 2 bridges of gold in the other realm at 80 and 90 miles, he started to get belligerent with them, telling them, why do you need to know what I'm doing with my money? It's my money! I earned this money! The banking authorities figured, just let this charlatan bankrupt this moron. You can't really blame them. When Priscilla finished pitching him, the marketing guy quietly said, I just checked her Facebook page and it seems Michelle is dead. She said, don't hang your head, marketing guy. Her body may be cold, but her soul's alive. Another 20 grand and we could raise the dead. And put Michelle in another woman's body instead.
Once there was a way. to get back, Michelle. Once there was a way to get back my girl, I went to a psychic with a wad of cash. Said, will you please help my dumb ass? Gold and bridges you will need. $80,000, perhaps 90. Bring me some diamonds, by the way. I hope your paycheck cleared today. Once there was a time when I had money. Once there was a time when I had a job. Now I can only sit and cry. I guess that psychic told me lies. Boy, your spirit's crossing that bridge, but it really takes a long time. Boy, your spirit's crossing that bridge, but it really takes a long time.
He's like, don't come to PTI and tell me I want your job. You're not going to get my job. Go find a job of your own in the business.
When he started out, wrote for free, I guess. Started out and still loves the press. Now when you ask him if his jobs you can fill, then he gets lit up. He gets up in your grill. Try learning to write. It's the basic thing. You don't jump right in as the PTI king. Well, the good old days may not return, and the papers fold, and the old guys yearn. No one's learning to write.
Learning to write.
Blame this internet thing.
Learning to write.
Everybody wants.
Learning to write.
Mr. Tony's bling.
Learning to write.
I went to free weeklies and I asked if I could write for them.
I want a new show. One that doesn't stink. One where everyone is surprised and they serve lunch over a sink. I want a show where Horta's phone's not a mess. One that Kevin listens to and Alden screams a little less. One where you never have to talk about Chicago. And we finally learn if the organ resigned, yes or no. That's not all you know.
Ubis is your friend, perhaps your only friend, but there are Hewlett High School friends. But really, are they actually your friends? Do you know? Orange Jacker on the TV and the podcast. Why do we download you? Put a little effort in your show. Littles are attuned to your annex. All of your foibles idiosyncratic. Put a little effort in your show. Another movie to see, shown at Mazza Gallery. It's the same old story, by the last act he's already asleep. I hear he's snacking again, and calling Jeannie a hen. Still more self-indulgent groans and countless pointless arguments. His insights all repeat, like a warped and scratched LP, it never ends. Orange Jack are now incapable of typing. Wish we were done with you. Still I keep downloading your show. Littles are attuned to your annex. How the purple line puts you in a panic. How does all this constitute a show?
I believe that children are a nuisance. Teach them well to stay out of my way. Can't you see I'm choosing clubs to make this drive? Why did I agree to this charity? Now I have to stand here and listen to their yammering. I decided long ago charity events were nothing but trouble. Some strange guy wants to be my friend, but he proves he's a bore before 10 minutes in. They show up expecting a steak for free, and their kid won't shut up about RG3. Because the greatest scam of all is playing golf with me. Thinking that $6,000 could somehow make a friend with me. This dentist won't shut up. Why is this happening to me? If he gets into my cart, I'm gonna ram the thing into a tree.
Alaskan woman, she been stuck inside with no light. Comes from a land that is trapped in perpetual night. And she's hungry, God knows she's hungry. Alaskan woman, if you take her to eat, that meal won't be cheap. Alaskan woman, well look, she just ordered a steak that's the size of her head. A big bowl of soup and on top 3 or 4 loaves of bread. And she loves steak, God knows she loves cake. Alaskan woman, how about some dessert? Oh, what could it hurt? Alaskan woman.
Yeah, listening to that, I feel like now we need to have a Neil Diamond segment on the live show. We're going to have groupings of songs, a collection of some Billy Joel tunes and musical stuff, and that Neil Diamond is just so much fun. Maybe we need to add that if there's a little improvised section or something. All right. So next I wanted to play a tune from Harold Hines called Eat It, Gene. That's going to be featured in Nigel's Rubbish Bin very soon. And if you've never listened to Nigel's Rubbish Bin, it doesn't mean that these are bad songs. These are songs that never made the show and aren't even on the website. They're songs that people sent in, didn't upload, and they either were lost because Nigel missed them or because the time passed because they were very specific about something. But we got a lot of great tunes in there. I'm just going to share one of them here to give you an idea of some of the stuff that'll be in there. And then you may remember that I had a big saga with my internet provider, Verizon, a while ago, where I found out that I could save like 30% if I was a new customer over what I was currently paying. Even though I've been with them for 10 years, they wouldn't honor that price. And the customer service representative advised me that I should cancel my service outright and then just sign up as a brand new person. So I literally had a guy come to the house, like point at my box, press a button and say, okay, it's off. And then press it and say, okay, now it's on. Welcome, new customer. And I was able to save $35 a month or some ridiculous amount of money just because of that. And it was a waste of their time. But anyway, wrote a little parody about that. And then we will end with a tune that I wrote in honor of the woman related to me by marriage that I will be incorporating into the live event here in a few weeks. A parody of a classic cheeseball Kenny Rogers song about TK Jingles and the whole experience of being with somebody who's so obsessed with all this stupidity. And then that's it. That's all we're going to have this week. So next week I'll be back, and we'll have way, 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 way too much music, it looks like, based on how things are going on the website, that I won't be able to fit in, but I'll do my best to play some fun songs. And I thank you for listening, and please send me your feedback at Jerry Negrelli on Twitter or podcast at tkjingles.com.
Find I know the lyrics. Mr. Tony speaks to me, speaking words of victory. EDG. I can't open up the coffee creamer, but I know all the words to give me shelter. Got that on you, McManus. EDG. Oh, EDG. 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 If I know the tune or guess the jingle, I lift my hands in jubilee. I'm better than McManus, EDG. When I know the song in half a second, I feel the rush of joy and triumph. Suck on that, McManus, EDG. Oh, EDG. EDG. EDG, EDG, I believe I have that EDG. Yeah, EDG, 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 suck on that McManus, EDG.
Came in the mail today, a price so high that it blew my mind. I called up to see about a better deal, 'cause I saw something really cheap online. I said, sir, that's just for new customers, we can't give it to you at this time. Your loyalty has screwed you. 10 years with us now, just cancel outright. I'm getting sick of Verizon, customer service that drives me mad. Getting sick of Verizon, I'd switch to Cox if it weren't so damn bad.
She lay sleeping, I stumbled to the kitchen with my mic. Then I open up my laptop and start to write songs about Mr. Tony and his friends. It never ends. While she lays crying, fumble with a parody or four, and I turn off the dishwasher and I record. And she says, hey, keep it down and close the door. So I do three more. And she puts up with me while I write jingles and give away apps for free. I told her someday if I did this long enough, I'd get fame and stuff for these stupid songs. I was wrong, but she puts up with me and gives me time
this so patiently. And who knows, maybe on some special night, if the song is right, she'll say it was worth it all.